Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today, because we are getting close to our spring market, we're going to talk about getting your house ready to list.
Right.
And the first thing that we want to kind of debunk is that you've got to wait for a particular time period to list your house.
You know, Tanya, I think that's just... that's just everyone's way of thinking, right?
I mean,
I get it. It's, we think about spring cleaning and spring, you know, the things that we do in the spring. And if you're thinking about selling, that maybe you need to wait until the spring. You know, we're sitting here at the end of February, and I would say don't wait.
Right.
Well, because
it's upon us.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I want to also add to that. So if someone were needing to sell in the fall, or in the dead of winter, it is completely up to that seller and their circumstance to dictate when they should list.
Right.
So if they're taking a new job and it's the dead of winter and they want to list their house, you nor I would ever go in and say, well, you need to wait till the spring market. No, today is the day that you need to list your house, because there is a market with every season.
Right. And for the last, I mean, it's getting a little bit better, but for the last couple of years, we've actually a little more than that, we've not had any inventory.
Right.
So honestly, if you think about how the how everyone generally thinks about real estate, and I'm going to list in the spring, if you're right, spring is upon us because we'll have March will mark the beginning of spring.
Yes.
But if you want to get ahead of that a little bit, I would advise you to get it on the market in early March versus late March or April when everyone else is thinking about it, because maybe getting your house on the market would put you a little bit ahead of the curve, and get more lookers. The only time, Tanya, that I advise to wait is if, let's say that somebody calls me on the Monday or Tuesday before Thanksgiving, then I'm probably going to say, you know, if we can hold off until Monday, then that would probably be good, because we know in our market that holidays, major holidays, just aren't good times for us.
No.
Those summer holidays aren't good times because everybody goes to the lake or they're on vacation. So if somebody were to call me the Thursday before Memorial Day, I would say, okay, let's get a plan together. Let's get it together for after Memorial Day.
Of course.
And get it on the market then. That's really, at this point in time, the only time I'm going to tell somebody to wait any amount of time.
Right.
Because otherwise, the sooner, the better that you get your house on the market.
Yeah. And everybody's particular situation is different.
Sure.
Everybody's got a different reason for moving, of what their time frame is. And, and when you hire a professional, like she or I, those are some of our first questions. Well, what is your time frame, and when do you need to be there? You know, when is it too late for you to be there? So
that
just looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, every time. So
So now let's say that you've made the decision you want to list your house.
Yep.
Then let's talk about what steps to take. What, you know, I always have people say, well, I don't want you to come out yet because I don't want you to see this mess.
Yeah.
Well, we're used to that.
We're used to a mess.
We are. And we would much rather come out and give you advice about updates that you might want to do, or because, you know, it's my opinion, and I think yours as well, Tanya, that I don't want my sellers to spend any more money than they have to.
Right, exactly.
And they need to know what is expected in certain price ranges. Is granite or Corian or whatever, is that really something that's expected in a $200,000 house? No. Should you go in and do that and spend that money?
Right.
Only if it's for your benefit,
right,
not to sell.
And that's a good point to make. I always tell people upon that first listing appointment, because that is a big discussion. Oh, I was going to paint everything and I was going to rip up this old carpet and I was going to put a new garage door in. And, you know, everybody's got their own plan of what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want you to spend any money that you don't have to spend unless you're staying there to enjoy it.
Right.
So let the next person figure that out. Mm-hmm. Let the next, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm not saying that in some situations, paint's a great idea. And maybe,
right.
you know, depending on how bad the floor looks, yeah, maybe you should pull that family room carpet up and, mm-hmm. you know, do something new.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that can add to your bottom dollar, but that's why you hire the professional to come in and look at that before you actually spend a bunch of money.
Right.
Because we might be able to get you out of spending all that money and let the next person do it.
Right. And I think that's a good thing to tell our listeners. You know, if you call us for a professional opinion, we want to help you, but we're going to have to see it. There is no
Correct.
One answer for everyone.
Nope.
Should I replace my carpet? Maybe, maybe not, but we have to see it. So
yes.
please understand, and if someone talks to you about a pre-listing appointment, that's really something I think that the majority of us uh-huh. are doing now. And it's really beneficial because it's a point where we can come out and walk through the house and make some suggestions. And we don't expect it to be show ready the day that we come
Heavens,
and visit.
No.
No. No. We want to do that pre-listing. I actually prefer that process
yes.
so that we can come out and take a look. And we may be able to give you an idea on price at that time. We may not be able to
yeah.
because sometimes we just have to see it and then go back and run some numbers, that kind of
right.
thing. But that pre-listing will really help us start to figure out what the timeline is
mm-hmm.
and what maybe you do need to do mm-hmm. versus not do. And we can get some of that stuff cleared up ahead of time.
Agree. So we're going to go through a quick list of what you need to do to get your house on the market. So if you're thinking about calling a realtor this spring or in a week or in a month or maybe in the summertime, this list will help you get your listing ready to go on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we talk about curb appeal.
Yeah.
And first impression is everything.
It is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you haven't power washed your porch off after the winter leaves and mud and gunk, then that's an important first step.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe remulching.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe getting fresh gravel put down if your gravel's really sparse and
mm-hmm.
you don't have mulch, but you have gravel.
Mm-hmm.
I think cleaning sidewalks and cleaning driveways sometimes, even mm-hmm. with a power washer, can really help stimulate curb appeal because they're black.
Yeah.
You know, after so much wear and tear, they're
yeah.
black from over the winter.
Yeah.
What tips would you have to add to that?
Well, just to add that a little spot of green, you
mm-hmm.
know, not everybody's a green thumb, right?
Right, right.
But if you can get one potted plant to put on your
yes.
front porch or paint your front door,
yes.
to me, that's just a really
Agreed.
Big, important thing to do. A lot of people will say, do I need to replace this door? Most of the time, you just need to paint it.
You just need to paint it,
And
yes.
so I think any of those little things, you don't have to spend a lot of money.
You don't.
It's just looking at, and here's the thing, we get used to looking at our houses,
yes,
so
we
you do need a different eye, a third
fresh
opinion, a fresh
yeah.
fresh opinion
yeah.
to say, okay, what if, you know, you just bought a potted plant or
a new
door.
Yes.
yes. Yeah. Those kinds of things
yes.
can go a long way because
they
the
really
idea
can.
Is you want somebody to feel like this could be their home from
right.
the moment they drive up.
Yep. Agree. So moving on to declutter and depersonalize. So tell people what you recommend as far as depersonalizing.
Yeah,
goes.
This is kind of tough for a lot of agents.
Yeah.
They don't, especially new agents, but you know, you hire us to give you the best advice. You want to you don't want to just list your house, you want to sell it,
yes,
right?
Correct.
So it's our job to tell you what you need to
yep.
do. And telling someone to take down all their personal photos yeah. is really tough sometimes,
yeah,
especially
it
if it's somebody who's lived in the house for 40 years and they've got all their family photos, shrine
mm-hmm.
to their family on the walls, and that's
mm-hmm.
what makes it feel like home to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem
mm-hmm.
because then the new person who's moving in cannot see themselves in that
right.
house
yep.
because as realtors, we don't want people to get distracted by looking at your photos. Mm-hmm. Oh, do I know those people? How many times have you walked through a house when somebody says, I think I know them?
And or, I'm always looking at pictures.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not
just
buying
drawn
the house.
To that. Yeah.
We're oftentimes, we go through the house and see the floor plan, mm-hmm. and then we're looking at their pictures.
Yeah.
Because, oh, we might know them. Or,
yeah.
oh, look how cute their kids
yeah.
are. You know.
Yeah.
So it is distracting. You use that word. It's
yeah.
very distracting. So just minimalize that.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to keep a couple of photos on the
sure.
wall of your family, I'm all for
yes.
that. But
yes.
we just have to... I like to tell people, think of this as you're just renting this house now. If
sure.
you truly want to sell this house, you are simply a tenant in it right now. And you need to pack up as much of your personal things as you can so that someone else can see their family there.
Right. Yes. And then decluttering is the other part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want people to come into your house and the first thing they think is, oh my gosh, they have got so much stuff.
Yeah.
So you've got to start that. You can't call us on Wednesday, be listed on Friday, and have never decluttered your house.
Mm-hmm.
All of our closets are cluttery. They
yeah.
all are out of order. We've all got stuff shoved in drawers
mm-hmm.
and in closets and in the garage that we needed to get rid of 5 years ago. We never have. Decluttering is huge, and it makes such a difference from the time you start the process to the time it's ready to go on the market.
Mm-hmm.
This is so important. And I always tell people, pack it up as if you're moving.
Yeah.
Because you are.
Yes.
And put it in the garage and
yeah.
start labeling it, you know, and make those truckloads or carloads to go to the lost and found organizations, the
Goodwills,
yeah,
the what,
the
yeah.
veterans.
Yes.
Make those trips weekly if you have to, because a lot of people
yeah.
do have to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So make sure you are starting to pack and making everything make sense and less. Less is more. Less
yes.
stuff, less
yeah.
furniture, less in your closets so that everything appears bigger.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. It, you know, women want to see clear countertops.
Yes.
So any appliances that you have sitting out in your kitchen that you don't use on a regular
exactly.
basis, get rid of
Put
those.
Them away.
I don't even, if they're down underneath in the cabinet, that's fine.
Yes.
They're still going to look in your cabinets, but I would rather those be crowded than
exactly.
it be out on the countertop.
Absolutely.
You made a good point. I know I feel the same way about, I'd rather you pack it up and put it in the garage versus
yeah.
it being in the room.
Yep.
Because regardless of how big your room sizes are, people want to be able to picture their furniture in there.
That's right.
So as much as you can get out, if you know you're moving, rent a storage unit or a pod or something to get that stuff out. And like
yeah.
you said, great advice to send it to, you know, a shelter or somewhere who
yeah.
can use that stuff and just get it out
that
of your house.
Sense.
When you get
yes.
ready to move, it's going to make your life so much easier because you've already.
Yeah, you've got to do this. So get started on it.
Yeah.
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 So the next one is making repairs. So I always recommend that if you know something is not working, it's broken, it has a hole in it, and you would want it to show better than what it shows to you, get it repaired before you ever go on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some exceptions to that, Angie. So
mm-hmm.
let's say that a roof needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it leaked and you've gotten an insurance claim and they're going to pay for half of it. Maybe you can't afford to pay for the other half until you actually sell the house and you want to pay for it out of your proceeds. No problem.
Right.
We can arrange that. You can advertise that there will be a new roof on prior to closing, and then a lot of roofing companies will let you pay for it out of your proceeds.
Yeah.
So always ask your realtor, is there a workaround to me replacing this expensive item that I can't afford to replace right now?
Right. And sometimes if it's questionable, I'll say, let's see if it comes up on inspection. You know, disclose
sure.
what I mean, we want you to disclose everything that you have. But if it's a major repair, let's see what they ask for in inspection. Because
yeah.
again, we don't want you spending money that you don't have to spend.
Right.
But if it comes up on inspection, then we can negotiate that and we can figure
That's right.
it out.
Yes, absolutely. And always save your receipts for
yes.
any repairs you do.
Yes.
So you can prove those.
Yeah.
Next one is deep clean.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of subjective, right? Your
oh,
deep clean
totally.
Is probably different than my deep clean.
Totally.
But basically, yeah, you need to, and we often, what I see often overlooked is covers, air vent covers, yes, and ceiling fans, yes, and that kind of thing. Yes. So we tend to look at what's eye level,
right,
and we need to look up.
Agree.
And down.
So, agree. And yeah. I want to give an example. I showed a house last fall, and they had done a lot of cute little inexpensive DIY updates, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's very popular these days.
Oh, sure.
Putting wood on a wall, mm-hmm, adding a giant mirror to a wall in a small room to make it appear bigger.
Sure.
You know, just different things that are darling in the, mm-hmm, pictures. Mm-hmm. They never, ever, ever looked up. Mm. The amount of gunk on fans and light fixtures and the vents look, mm-hmm, like no one had ever cleaned them. And to me, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, everybody is going to listen to this and go home and look at their vents and their fans. I have fans in my house right now that are not disgusting level yet, but they need to be cleaned. So, mm-hmm, I am not claiming that mine are clean if you were to come over today, okay? But I know that I need to clean them, and I'm not selling my house.
Right.
It is these things that are deep cleaning, mm-hmm, items that you need to make sure you're looking up, and or baseboards.
Yes.
That's another big thing that I look at.
I do too.
Have you ever cleaned your baseboards?
Yeah.
Well, you better think about it before you list your house.
Right.
Because us realtors are looking.
And so is the buyer. So let's take it from a buyer perspective. If,
yes,
I walk in a house and it signals neglect.
Yes.
If you are not looking at those things and cleaning those things, and maybe you haven't neglected anything, maybe you're just not a great cleaner, but even if you have to hire someone to come in and clean your house, mm-hmm, one time,
yeah,
before you put it on the market, to me, that's good money spent.
It is absolutely worth,
yeah,
it. And I do think that your clean's different than my clean's different than Kate's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm, hiring somebody with a good recommendation that is,
right,
going to come in and deep clean the house one time, you will be able to keep it cleaner once it's been deep cleaned,
right,
than,
right,
you could keeping up with your own dust and dirty. You know, I think it's just from a different point of view that, mm-hmm, you get someone else to clean it if you're not capable. Now, a lot of people are very capable of deep cleaning. You've just got to make sure, you know, go to Google and type in deep clean list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you could get 100 popped up that would remind you of what to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And don't be upset if your realtor says you need to clean those fans, suggest that you need
right,
to clean those fans. Because again, you're relying on us for expert advice.
That's right. Yes.
And, you know, so that's what we're there for.
Yes. Yes. Next thing would be neutralize the space.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like if I showed a house over the weekend that had a pink bedroom and a blue bedroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my client has two boys.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately they're having to paint a pink room.
Right.
And maybe or maybe not the blue room too, depending on what the boy is like.
Right.
Right. So is that always available and handy for somebody to repaint an entire room?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a lot of rooms like that, or, you know, you've painted the whole house in purple. I saw a listing today, mm-hmm, that the entire house was painted a nice lavender purple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is not going to appeal to the masses.
Right.
And any good realtor is going to come in and say, have you thought about neutralizing your walls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would mention wallpaper in this particular segment,
yes,
as well, because we had Heather Malachowski.
Yes.
Sorry, she's a friend, and I just forgot her name.
Who is that friend?
We had her on a couple of weeks ago, and we were discussing wallpaper, and
yes,
it's the cool new version of wallpaper.
Correct, yes.
But if you've got 1980s mauve and blue just wallpaper trim, or, you know, border,
right,
then that may be something that we need to look at, because,
yes,
today's buyer really wants to just move in and not have to do a whole lot. That's what the overall attitude is of most buyers today.
Yes.
And so they don't want to have to do a lot. And that is not an easy job.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirty. It takes some time to get that wallpaper down if it wasn't put up correctly. Mm-hmm. And even if it was put up correctly, the way they did it then, it's not easy to do.
Yeah. Today's standard. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. So just think about that. And again, you know, that's our job to call attention to that. And if you just don't have the means to do that, that's fine. But it is our job to tell you that someone might look at your house. It might be further down the list if it has to, they have to come in and replace wallpaper, pull down wallpaper.
Yes. And part of our job is to plan on objections, right? Every house, almost every house has some sort of objection to it. Mm-hmm. So our job is to be upfront and honest about what today's buyers are looking for and what you as the seller need to plan on. So if I'm selling a house for a 85-year-old gentleman who is going to leave all that wallpaper because he simply cannot do it himself, can't pull it down, and he can't afford maybe to have it pulled down by someone else.
Right.
We're still going to talk about it. We're still going to have the conversation, and I'm going to say, I love that wallpaper that your wife put up 45 years ago. However, today's market is not going to want that same wallpaper. And so that could be an objection that we get.
So
preparing.
You know, there's things that we're going to suggest that you can do and things that we're going to suggest that you can't. And then our job is just to let you know, yes, that that could be an objection that a buyer has.
Exactly.
Just informing you.
Yeah. Next one would be maximizing light and space. And this kind of goes back to a little bit of what we talked about earlier of decluttering and making sure rooms look large. Sometimes you do have to move a piece of furniture or five out to the garage or into a spare bedroom that, you know, all the boxes of moving and all the extra furniture is going to go in there. If it's just a bedroom, allow room for people to be able to get into it. But if that's the best place to put everything so that your living room space and your dining room space and your master bedroom space can look bigger and larger, sometimes you do need to take out some furniture.
Yeah. And blinds, I always tell people, and when your house goes on the market, I need you, especially we've got blackout blinds and all kinds of things so you can sleep. That's great. And those might be added features, but you need to make sure that those blinds are open before you leave the house. Because again, the idea is that people want light and airy. That's just, again, a generalization about a buyer is that they want light and airy. So if you've got poor lighting in a room, leaving lamps on or finding a lamp that, you know, for a room that might be darker, just trying to, again, lighten it.
Yes. And something I'll add to that, feedback I had on a listing that I have was that it was dark in the house and the agent suggested changing light bulbs out. So my client went over the weekend and got all new light bulbs, changed all the light bulbs. And now today's era of light bulbs are a lot different
than
back in the 80s and 90s when everything was just one standard of light bulb.
Right.
So they did that over the weekend and she said, oh my gosh, we didn't even know it was dark.
Yeah.
We never even thought of that because we've just learned to live here in whatever light it was providing. And she said it made a world of difference. So I'll be anxious to get feedback now and see if, you know, if it's changed.
Huge difference.
Huge difference. Yeah. So the next thing is talking about staging, Angie, and staging your home to be ready to sell.
Yeah. And I think when we use that word, people get a little overwhelmed. And they think that, you know, let's take a vacant house, for instance, and we say we need a little staging. That doesn't mean you're moving full rooms full of furniture in. Right. It might be a chair in the corner. It might, to me, I want to walk into a house that feels warm.
Right.
You want warmth. So particularly in the cold months, you want a rug on the floor when you first walk in. If you've got tile or something in your entryway, you want a rug. You want, you know, maybe a place setting in the kitchen. It doesn't have to be elaborate.
Right.
And oftentimes there are professionals who do staging.
Sure.
And most of the time they will just take what you have and they're not going to be, again, moving a bunch of stuff or changing, moving a lot of things in or taking a lot out. They just may arrange the furniture and what you have better. Right. And a lot of that staging goes back to decluttering.
It does.
If you, like, I'm a book person. Yeah. I love my books.
Yeah.
And so I have books everywhere.
Okay.
So if I, when I get ready to sell my house, I'm going to have to pack up those books and right. take them to, but I feel good in that room with books in it.
Yeah.
And I'll leave books,
yeah.
but I don't need all of those books right. in that room.
Yes.
So that will be one thing that is both staging and decluttering. So
yes.
some of those, sometimes that,
go
that
hand
kind
in
of,
hand.
Yeah.
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 And I always tell people, you know, you've got to be able to live here.
Mm-hmm.
So a good example might be somebody working from home or mm-hmm. a parent who homeschools children mm-hmm. and they have a school room. You can pick those spaces up and make them look a little more appealing, maybe just by putting some stuff in the closet versus mm-hmm. it all sitting out in the room.
Right, right.
But making it appear to be nice and tidy is really the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just having different eyes on it. You and I
right.
walking through at appointments and saying, you know, them saying, well, we homeschool in this room and, you know, this is kind of how it needs to look. And I might say, could you put this shelving in the closet? And could you, you know, put up all of these things that are laying on a table and put them away?
Mm-hmm.
And that way it just appears to be more tidy. It's
right.
all a state of mind for
right.
the showing anyway.
Right.
You know, so people can visualize what they will do with the room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We talked about upgrades when necessary. And so let's just mention that there could be a few things that you could do as far as upgrades go when you're thinking about selling. So let's say you're thinking about selling in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, do you want to come over now or you want to wait? No, we want to come over now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have the old, maybe you have a 1980s house and you have the old faucets in your bathrooms
mm-hmm.
from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pictured in mind that chrome one that you pull up with a clear knob on it. Can you picture that?
Oh, yes.
You
oh, yeah,
exactly
yeah. For
about.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. That is from 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And could you go to Lowe's and buy a $50 replacement?
Mm-hmm.
Replace it yourself. That's a DIY you can learn how to do on YouTube.
Yeah.
And give the bathroom an automatic update with a new faucet. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a new mirror. If there's a, you know, an old chrome mirror that's hung up in there,
mm-hmm.
you could buy a new black mirror or a new, you know, brushed gold mirror,
right.
whatever.
Right.
And we're not telling you exactly what you would need to do, but oftentimes there are very inexpensive DIY things that you could do to help increase the value of your home. And it's all subjective to exactly what we're talking about in your home.
Mm-hmm. You look at cracked outlet covers.
Yes.
Those are easy to replace.
Well,
you know.
And even updated white ones.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I have some vents in my ceiling that have just, they've tinted over time. They're
mm-hmm.
not white anymore. I think they
yeah.
once were.
Yeah.
And I had my ceilings painted white, and now that gross yellow-looking vent,
yeah.
I've
yeah.
got to replace a white one there. So if
yeah.
I were going to put my house on the market, that's one
yeah.
of the things that you would come over and say, get that thing down and put a white one up.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Super easy.
Yes. Inexpensive.
Drawer pulls is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
cabinet
you know,
pulls.
when we were talking to Heather, she said one of her, she made a really big point about brass, like the gold brassy looking. That is
yes.
not what is in style today.
Right.
And drawer pulls are, what, $3 or $4 a piece? I mean, they can be more expensive than
right.
that. And I would never ask somebody to go out and spend a ton of money on that. But that's an easy DIY.
It
and anybody can do that. And yes. it does make a difference.
It does. Sometimes
because
it can make a gigantic
huge,
difference.
Huge, yeah. Even on oak cabinets, let's take oak cabinets that are
mm-hmm.
that honey harvest, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
that was called, but it's like that golden oak
yes.
color, which is outdated, but you put a brushed nickel on that
right.
or a brush, you know, something that's more in line with
right.
what is today,
black
yeah. it can really change the look of
really
that
change.
And
yeah.
it wouldn't make, it would help the buyer visualize what those cabinets might look like. And if they want to come in and paint or replace or whatever, they
exactly.
can. But the goal is to make it the most appealing to the masses.
That's right. And updates are necessary.
Yeah.
You and I go in a lot of homes that people have lived there for 20 years and not touched anything.
Right.
I'm here to tell you that the expectation of mm-hmm. today's buyer mm-hmm. is that that home that's not been updated for 20 years is that there's been updates done.
Right.
And you know, our market pricing will reflect that, obviously, when right. you go to get your price out of it. But yeah. it's true. You do have to think about updating throughout the years, no matter how long you live somewhere.
Right.
So.
And I do want to make the differentiation between updating and maintenance.
Yes.
So, replacing your HVAC is maintenance. It exactly. is not truly an update. It's not even a question of whether or not you're going to have to replace it. It's definitely going to have to be That's replaced right. at some point.
Maintain.
And, you know, if you spend $10,000 on a new HVAC unit, you're not going to get $10,000 back out of that.
Yeah.
Will it help your house sell better and faster?
Absolutely.
Yes. Same with roofs. And, you know, these things are truly, you have to replace your roof from time to time.
Yeah,
that's a
do.
Maintenance, more yeah. of a maintenance item.
Yeah.
And insurance is becoming, we could cover that on a different episode.
Totally.
Insurance
yeah.
is becoming such a huge topic, and the ability to even get insurance yeah. on roofs that are over 15 years old.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind when you're looking at things like that, yeah. Because that is, those are more maintenance items.
Yeah, that's a good point to make. I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
The next topic is preparing your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And what we mean by that is gather your documents before you call your realtor. And that could be your trust.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sell your home in a trust, it's already in a trust. The title company at closing is going to need, or prior to closing, is going to need a copy of your trust.
Mm-hmm.
And know how it's titled in the trust and how you're going to sell it out of the trust. The other things would be if you had a pre-listing inspection, there might be repairs you did after that. You might even want to provide the pre-listing inspection.
Mm-hmm.
The other documents might be utility bills mm-hmm. and measurements. Maybe you can go pull a prior appraisal when mm-hmm. you bought it. If you bought it 5 years ago, you had an appraisal, you've got that nice little folder in your closet that your lender gave you at the time, we can get measurements from that.
Mm-hmm.
And we always want to have a good tracking of where we're getting our measurements from.
Sure.
You can't just assume tax records are correct.
Right. No. And we don't. I would also say that if you've ever had any liens against your property,
mm-hmm.
that we need the paperwork to make sure those have been paid off, or we can do a preliminary title search to make
right.
sure that those are gone. Also, repairs that you have done in the past, if you've lived in your house for any length of time, you may have replaced something that you've forgotten. That's why often on the pre-listing appointment, I'll take disclosures
mm-hmm.
just to get sellers in the mind of thinking about, oh yeah, I replaced that water heater 5 years ago.
That's right.
I wouldn't have thought about that.
That's right.
And if you have any receipts from those things, it's always good to have those receipts, especially if they have warranties with them.
Oh yes, absolutely. That's a big item. And,
mm-hmm.
and being able to pass on a warranty on a roof or HVAC.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it is. Crawl space work. That's
mm-hmm.
a big thing that we see on probably 8 out of 10 houses is work having to be done in the crawl space.
Yeah.
And so some of those warranties are transferable.
Yeah. And letting us know things. We don't ask questions to be nosy. We ask questions because we want to eliminate problems down the
That's
road.
Right.
So I have a seller proceed sheet, I'm sure you do too, that
yes.
we use so that we can make sure and ask you questions like, are there or were there any liens against the
right.
property? Did you take out a second? Because we want to be able to prepare you for what you're going to get after closing.
That's right.
And the only way for us to be accurate with that, or it's an estimate, so
right.
somewhat accurate,
sure.
is to have all that information.
Yeah.
And if you do have a lien, I mean, no judgment here. Things happen, you
yeah.
know. Whatever. We don't care. We just want to help you figure that out, the
That's
best
right.
way to navigate that.
Yeah.
And if I had a client one time that said, I had a tax lien, I think it's been released. And I said, well, then let's get a preliminary title work done
exactly.
and let's see if that lien is still there.
Right.
Again, eliminating problems that come up down the road.
Well, and just to add to that, a lot of times selling a house is stressful.
Yes.
So if we can have this conversation ahead of time, and especially if you've had something in the past that we might need to investigate, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you had a tax lien, you know you paid it off, but now we've run title work and it still shows up on your title. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we've got to figure out how to backtrack and how to find proof that you paid it off. So
right.
there are so many instances and examples that we could give, but oftentimes, if you talk about that ahead of time and you supply that information to us ahead of time, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it makes it easier for the sale, for us to be able to get rid of any objections and work on it before right. you get to the closing table. That is never right. the time to be dealing with
no,
that.
No.
Angie, the last thing we'll talk about is getting your house ready for professional photos. Mm-hmm. So, disclaimer, there are some agents out there that are still using their iPhone to mm-hmm. take photos of your listing.
Mm-hmm.
No, uh-uh. that is a uh-uh. big no, 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 mm-hmm. never. Mm-hmm. We need to do our jobs better than that.
Yeah.
So we always hire a professional photographer. We sometimes get drone photography. Mm-hmm. We sometimes get video photography. It just depends on mm-hmm. the type of house you're selling, the price point you're selling. And before those pictures can happen, it has to be broomstick clean. Mm-hmm. You've had to clean it already because mm-hmm. guess what? Dirty shows up in photos.
Yes. Yeah.
And declutter, that has to happen before photos. Photos is the very last thing.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we can have those photos back within 24 hours, mm-hmm. if not less, and yeah. we can press go the next day. So we're going to sit down with you and we're going to go through this whole list, and we're going to, by the time we have the photography scheduled, your house is ready to go.
Yeah.
And that's very clear.
Yeah. And let's think about the why behind those professional photos, sure. because, you know, a lot of our clients are, we have a lot of clients moving into to our area. Mm-hmm. Those people can't be here every day to go and look at a house as soon as it pops on the market. Many They're times. Evaluating your home online.
Yeah.
And it's easy to swipe up and bypass your house if the pictures aren't good and yeah. they aren't a good example or paint a good picture of what your house looks right. like. So that's why we say no phone photos. We want photos that are taken by a professional that are sized correctly mm-hmm. and give a better picture of the overall look of the home mm-hmm. and the grounds. Mm-hmm. And it is just imperative today with the buyers, the way they are eliminating homes. We're not showing as many homes anymore because they're eliminating them online.
That's right.
And yeah. that's why we ask you to declutter and yeah. take down personal photos and all that and clean, because all of that, yes, can show up in a photo. Yeah. And in order for us to represent you the best way we can, we need those things to happen before photos are taken. And then, you know, you get your house sold
That's right.
quicker and faster and probably for more money.
Absolutely.
Because it shows the representation online is better.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing I tell my clients, especially maybe when you have a listing that is not, you know, it needs maybe all of these areas we've covered touched. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not going to be ready without some really hard work. And I want to say, my own house, if I were needing to sell it this week, I would have a lot of work ahead
yes,
of me.
Yes, yes,
so,
me too. Me
no
too.
Judgment.
No.
But I always tell my clients, you only get to be the shiny penny once.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. you want to be the shiny new penny when you are fresh on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have not done these items that we've talked about today, and you've not prepared fully mm-hmm. for the curb appeal and mm-hmm. the decluttering and the depersonalization mm-hmm. and maybe painting a wall that's red, neutral, and
right.
and doing all of these things, the deep cleaning, doing all these things to have your house ready, you go on the market as a shiny penny that day, the new listing in this neighborhood. And if it's not ready visually, you have ruined that shiny new penny opportunity.
That's right. It's never worth more than the first day you put it on the market.
That's right.
So, and the longer, and it, you know, we've all had listings where not everything was done up front, right? And you have your photos taken. You've got to move forward. And then you try to, it doesn't sell. And then you try to backtrack. And now I can put in new photos. But the damage sort of is already done.
Yes.
Because after you're on the market for a certain amount of time, then people start to question, why is it still on the market?
Yes.
And a lot of times that's pricing, but sometimes it is because the pictures just don't look good, or we haven't decluttered and we haven't done all the number of things that we've talked about today.
Right.
And, you know, it may sound overwhelming, but again, if you'll do a pre-listing appointment way before you're getting ready to, you know, if you've got a move date, if you've taken a new job and you've got a move date in April, don't wait until the end of March to call us.
Right.
I mean, we'll figure out a time to come out way before then.
Right.
And it's not a waste of our time. I have had people say, I didn't want to call you too early, or apologize for saying we're not ready yet. That's okay. I would much rather go out.
Yes.
Let's have a conversation about it. Let's figure out what the timeline is. Let's put a plan in place so that we're all prepared. And you can take your time and figure out, you know, from the get-go what you need to do so that you're not scrambling at the last minute and we're not scrambling at the last minute trying to hire a photographer and do all those things.
Right.
So it's not too early to call if you are thinking about, you know, a list date in April or May. We would much rather come out and talk to you and get that ball rolling and figure out what needs to be done.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to say, Angie, is for those showings, you set up your first showings. Some tips there would be make sure it smells good.
Mm-hmm.
I always give a smell test to my listings, especially if they have pets, because there are some people who cannot smell their own house.
Yes.
And sometimes that's a hard conversation if it does not smell good at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there are going to be brand new people who might not have pets at all through your house.
Right.
So make sure it smells good. Make sure all the lights are on. If you know there's going to be a showing, turn everything on, and then you can instruct your realtor to let the agent know, please turn them off. We won't be home for a few hours tonight.
Right.
Consider maybe cooking cookies in the oven. Mm-hmm. That always makes a really inviting smell.
Well, because I was going to say, smell is subjective, right?
Yes.
I had a client about a year ago who put what she felt like smelled really good. It was the wallflowers from Bath & Body or somewhere.
Yeah.
And we had somebody go out and look at it and said, what is that smell? But so keep it neutral.
Don't overdo it, and do something
that is sort of universally, like when you said bake cookies or bake bread, everybody loves the smell of food.
Yes.
So, you know, those are surefire ways to create a smell that is sort of heartwarming.
Yes, agree. And I'll say this too, that I know from having houses for sale in the past myself, if you haven't sold in the first 30 days or the first 45 days, and right now our market, days on market, is around those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, you know, if you get lucky and you sell in the first day or 5 days, you're lucky.
Right.
But we're seeing longer days on market. Just be sure you're keeping up with keeping the house tidy.
Mm-hmm.
I showed a house not too long ago. None of the beds were made.
Mm-hmm.
There was clothes all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They had walked out and left breakfast on the counters.
Mm.
I mean, it was as if life exploded in this house. and I'm not saying that that's not acceptable in some days.
Right.
Some days,
it's
it is, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind that these buyers want to move into your house. So for it to show tidy, beds made, clothes picked up, toilets down, kitchen counters cleaned off, breakfast is no longer sitting there, It is a big deal. So be thinking about that as you schedule showings. And on occasion, you may have to turn one down if you've just had a heck of a day.
Yeah.
Offer them another time the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we hope that our expertise in this subject, in this area,
has helped you.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're not getting ready to sell, please share this episode someone who you know is going to sell this year.
Let them know that we would love to help them.
Yeah.
So thanks, Gershman Mortgage, for recording with us, and we will catch you guys next time.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.